馆。
Study comes out saying that millions of Americans drive drunk. Boy, that's a scary thought, isn't it? When you think of texting and people putting on makeup and all the other reasons that there are sad car accidents. When I say sad, sad that they lead to the deaths and the altering of too many families in this country. If you have one too many, what do? Call a buddy, get someone to drive you home, or call a cab. It can't be that difficult. I do not understand why more people don't use this method. Or a designated driver. That's not that difficult. Trust me, guys, you know this. Even when you're watching a bunch of football games, there's always someone in the crowd who doesn't really like to drink that much, or it's their turn not to drink too much. How easy is that? Versus altering and maybe killing yourself too, but altering too many lives because of driving when you've had too many. I'm going to tell you what the government says about that. Millions and millions of people are doing it. I thought more people, because of the harsh penalties, would stop doing that, but I guess, hey, a lot of people aren't worried and think that they're not altered that much, and they get behind the wheel and then something disastrous happens. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. It's the best water cooler buzz around in the overnight hours. We talk about anything and everything and things that we think you should know about too, by the way. If you want to throw in your two cents on all of it, any of it, or you got a different spin, please share 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. In the meantime, we've had a couple of other things happen worth noting in the wake of the primaries. Some of the people that we haven't mentioned who are in and have a shot at an office. Remember, all the House seats are up, 37 Senate seats are up, and then there's governors to be elected or reelected in 37 states. We're also going to talk about this grisly discovery 90 miles away from the border at a ranch where 72 migrants were slaughtered. They apparently were paying maybe $7,000 from Honduras or Ecuador or other spots to get across the border. And whatever the dispute was, it led to a massive slaughter, as I said, of all these people. And it made me think, you know, we're talking about obvious areas, El Paso and Juarez, and what about as you get deeper into Tijuana? Pretty soon, is this going to be a State Department warning where you don't go anywhere in Mexico? But who cares what the State Department says? I'm wondering if all of you are starting to see the kidnappings and whatnot, and maybe that little vacation to Acapulco could be more dangerous than you thought. Right from the get-go, let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate. How are you this evening?
Great. How about you, Dale?
Oh, fine. This thing with this Australian teacher, I'll tell you, this education thing is just obviously passed me by. when I was that age, I was trying to learn algebra and pronounce female body parts.
There you go.
And not trying to learn how to kill somebody in mass numbers. I mean, yeah. I can't imagine what would prompt somebody, to do that. Anyway.
I can't either. I don't see the, I understand about talking about terrorism, but I don't understand why you would tell kids, okay, plot an attack for me. Tell me how you're going to do it, what weapons you're using, who you're going after, and why. I mean, are you kidding me?
It's hard to understand. I want to comment further about, you mentioned about the House of Representatives and that we haven't increased the size since, 1917 or something?
Yeah, 1911, yeah.
Gosh, you can't really do that, Kate. You'd have so many.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get anything done.
Well, here's what I think. They're not getting anything done anyway. And if you had more representation in an area where you don't have great representation already and you can't get to somebody, maybe you'd have more one, and I don't think you could double it. Let's say you 100 more or something. If you were in an area where you felt like you weren't getting, and because of the population weren't getting enough attention, maybe you would get more attention because you'd have the representation. Remember the equal representation, the taxation, blah, 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 no taxation without representation. But listen, I'm for small government because I think it's so ineffective and gets in the way, at least what we've seen in the past, you know, couple of years here. It's just, we're just ripe for something different. I'm not about big government. I'm the Tom Jefferson. I go with the Tom Jefferson theory of smaller is better and more states' rights.
Well, I think you could, you know, there's reason for doing what you may suggest. However, you'd have that more local contact, you know, or a representative that's more representative to a smaller number of people. You wouldn't get anything done.
Yeah, meaning that all the votes and everything, yeah.
You know, this is why we have a Senate.
Right.
We have two representatives here, regardless of how large or small the state is. And that's the justification,
sure.
I think, for maintaining the government the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. I mean, you could be right, because like you say, with the two other senators, the problem is the logjam. The problem is that there's not an attention. It's like I wonder, there's too many issues or too many sidebar special interests instead of the big things that should be dealt with. How can you explain that illegal immigration has just been shelved because it's about getting elected? Why would they not deal with this when it's been a problem for decades?
Well, that's the mystery of government, other than as you suggest, special interests. Obviously, that's a problem that's going to have to be dealt with in the next few years, because people are that upset about it.
Oh, yeah, and it's just not right. When you think of the people that waited 7 years to get citizenship, and then you have this situation where too many hospitals are being drained of resources or school districts. It's not fair to anyone across the board, including the kids that are dropped, including the anchor babies, because then what's going to happen to them? They're just the innocent victim in it, too, where the mothers are having the kids and driving the Escalades because they're getting the money for how many children they're having. It makes no sense. It's so backwards, and we're seeing that's what's happened to California. They're destroying California because
of
it.
Well, we always have folks, unfortunately, who view our laws as something to take advantage of.
Yeah.
Just like the Muslims are doing now. They want to use our system to hurt us. They want to speak out. They want to do things that they think their rights ought to be protected, but try to impose those rights in some of their countries, you'd get your head chopped off.
Yeah, no doubt, and that's why we're seeing that so many people want to come to the United States. As always, Dale, great talking to you. Thanks for the phone call. All right, I mentioned the government estimates that millions of people drive drunk in the U.S. I'm going to give you all the skinny on that, some things to think about. And also, we're just talking about the Australian teacher who wanted the 15-year-old in her class to devise a terror plan. I mean, just so wrong. In the meantime, New Jersey, they're complaining they're just not getting enough funds. Governor Christie, what he had to say about it next on ATN.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more, all perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it's soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top of the line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
Coming up, we can count. Before we get to we can count, funding education, one of the big woes across America, charter schools, people pushing for charter schools, especially in New Jersey. And then also the fact that in some areas the testing is so bloody poor, you wonder what's happening in the classrooms. It's a tough thing to tackle education. When I say tough thing, when we're talking about education and what's being taught in the classrooms, the classroom size, what the districts have had to do, what's going on, private versus public, homeschooling. A lot of people are doing the homeschooling thing now because it's just gotten so bad. And I was never for homeschooling because I think, I've met some kids, just a few, who seemed like socially they were inept because they didn't have to deal with what you have to deal with when you go to school. But I'm kind of changing my mind on that because I recently have met some other children who have been homeschooled out of necessity, and they seemed pretty bright and fine when they were with other kids on the playground. It's through a neighbor that I've met a couple of different people where they homeschool the kids. But anyway, the state of education is something that was on the mind of the governor, Chris Christie, in New Jersey. He's talking about New Jersey losing education money and how upset he is about it. Here was his quick comment.
I'm not going to fire somebody over this. This was a simple clerical error in putting together an application of this size. Am I happy about it? Of course not.
Whoops, we didn't ask for enough money, and somehow we screwed up. That's the bottom line to this one. I could go on and on about the education in Jersey, but we won't. Talking about other things as we scrape the surface here on odds and ends. I mentioned this on the drinking deal. Sad, sad thing. I mean, here's the bottom line. Anybody listening to me, please. Anybody listening to me that likes to tip a few back, I get it. But just don't be stupid and get behind the wheel. If 17 million people have driven while drunk at least once on back streets and highways and whatever, this is a sad state of affairs. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration did this survey, and they found that 20% of those 16 and older said that they had been driving within 2 hours of drinking. So you base that survey on all these results, you crunch up the numbers, 8% of all drivers, 17.2 million people. Ooh, you don't want to be doing that. Throw the party at your house. If you like to imbibe, throw the party at your house. Or go down the street, someplace where you can walk. Or like I already suggested, get somebody to drive you. Do the designated driver thing. Don't be stupid. You don't want to end up in that situation. Just the wrong way to go. Wrong way to go if you're going to do that. And the warning people of drunk driving, the whole dangers of it, do you know how much we're spending on this? We're spending $13 million. This is just for an ad campaign to talk about enforcement, to publicize the increased enforcement through Labor Day, to warn people, in other words, hey, if you're going to drink and drive, there's going to be lots of people out ready to catch you if you're one of the dummies that does it. And it makes no sense to me why people, do that, just because of the alternatives. I mean, I get it when you're not thinking and you weren't expecting to have as many drinks or, you know, whatever the circumstances are. And see, here's what happens. It's the one bad apple spoils the whole bunch deal. Some people can go to happy hour, have the time of their life, hang out with their friends that they haven't seen for a long time, or do the college thing. But then there's always somebody who blows it. There's always somebody who does something stupid. And I think eventually, this was a big thing when we talk about sports. Now they cut off the alcohol after, you know, right before the last couple of innings, let's say in baseball. Well, pretty soon, though, and although the beer companies would push and scream, and so would actually the teams because they get so much money from those companies. But if more nutballs start to do this kind of stuff, they'll just shut it down. Eventually, there'll be no choice if it gets so out of control. And then everybody who wants to tailgate or do other things will be miserable because you'll suffer because of the irresponsible people. So don't go there. Enough of the lecture. All right, we move from the lecture to a couple of other things on my mind in O&E. And one of them, I already talked about Karzai and how crazy that is and whether or not what the ties mean to one of Karzai's lead, confidants in his corrupt government. Because you're never going to convince me that the guy is not riddled with not only corruption around him, but he himself. That's part of the problem of Afghanistan, having Karzai there who's inept, and inept to kill the problems that they're having in Afghanistan. It's frightening to think how long really will be in that country, because I think they're going to have a tough time getting enough police and getting enough security forces anyway. And it's one big fat nightmare. And this is just the latest sting, and it's a bad one. The New York Times revealing in that story, after a little bit of investigation and putting the CIA in bed with one of the top officials, I'll call him, for Karzai's administration. I mean, he's a key aide. There's no question about it. He's linked to the CIA. So it certainly, if nothing else, shows how many contradictions are at play with this policy. You know, we keep hearing about, although we don't, there's no definites when it comes to Afghanistan. On a previous show, we had our terrorism expert, Jeff Atticott, on, and that's what he was saying, is the biggest problem is how Afghanistan is being handled. It's just ridiculous that there is no end game. There is no keys to whatever we would consider victory in Afghanistan. What is it? So now you have this Mohammad Zia Salehi, who's the chief of administration for the National Security Council, and it looks like he's been with the CIA, taking money from the CIA for years. So what does he do for the money? Does he give the CIA information? Does he push what the American viewpoint is to the president, to Karzai and other people? You know, what is it? And what is the role in the booming opium trade? So, and we know the big problem there is the president's half-brother, Ahmed Karzai, and the fact that he was in a position where he was directly profiting from, come on, what was going on in the opium trade. Now, Karzai is denying the brother is denying any monetary relationship with the CIA and any links to the drug trade. Salehi, who was picked up by the Afghan police, was wiretapped, and they wiretapped him soliciting a bribe. And check out what he was doing. He was taking a bribe to get a car for his son in exchange for impeding an American investigation into a company suspected of shipping billions of dollars out of the country for Afghan officials, drug smugglers, and insurgents. I mean, if this doesn't blow the lid off of really what's happening in Afghanistan, that right there, that takes the cake. That's the whole thing. So not only is this guy being paid by the CIA, he's trying to get favors for the people around him in the form of a car or money or whatever else, and then he's told to get in the way of an investigation, because remember there's that anti-corruption force that's there that's supposedly shipping not just hundreds of dollars but billions of dollars out of the country for probably people in the palace, some drug smugglers, and then some of the insurgents. This is insanity. I mean, how can we stay in Afghanistan? Makes no sense. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Topping We Can Count, Rolling Stone has a new special collector's edition issue that's hitting newsstands, although I'd love to boycott Rolling Stone for how they bagged McChrystal. But anyway, that's another story. So just talking about this collector's edition, they count down the 100 greatest songs from the greatest bands of all time. For the Beatles, this is the top 10 songs that they put out in whatever the criteria was. And I'm wondering if you agree. Number 10 was While My Guitar Gently Weeps. That was George Harrison's first Beatles song. And it was kind of an accident, right? And then there was Come Together. That was a song that was originally intended by John Lennon as a campaign song for Timothy Leary for California's governor in 1970, and it became the last song all four Beatles cut in the studio together. Let It Be, and I thought Let It Be is probably one of my favorite songs, and that was when, this was a month after, just after it was released, that Paul McCartney announced that the band was breaking up. Then there was Hey Jude, and that was inspired by John and Cynthia Lennon's 5-year-old son, Julian. Then Something. That's a good song, Something. And Paul McCartney at the time called that the best song that George Harrison wrote. So So that was number six, if you're keeping score. Number five, In My Life. Number four, Yesterday. How many times have you heard that? Number three, Strawberry Fields Forever. And this is because Strawberry Field was a place, a Liverpool children's home near where John Lennon grew up. And he just had visions about it and came up with the song. It's not what you would get if you just listened to the words, I think. How about I Want to Hold Your Hand? That's huge. We know that. And number one is A Day in the Life. A Day in the Life wasn't even recognized as a big one until the 80s after John Lennon died. And it pairs the lyrics that were actually inspired by newspapers and Lennon's own life with McCartney's idea to have classical musicians perform what they called an orchestral orgasm. Ooh. Okay, so A Day in the Life is number one. That's the short and the long of it. But I think that edition, if you're a fan of music, would actually be kind of interesting to read, because I want to see what the 100 greatest songs are from the greatest bands of all time. So we'll probably do more on that. I know some of you are definitely music fans. Are you loading up your iPod with whatever? You might be a fan of the R&B singer Ne-Yo, and he's in trouble. A Maryland judge is ordering at least somebody in his posse to pay about $156,000 in damages because he didn't appear at a 2008 New Year's Eve concert in Washington State. Yeah, he was a no-show. Ne-Yo, no-show. His real name is Schaefer Smith, and the judge ruled in favor of the promoters, who said that, you know, they were misled and they lost money and blah, 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 blah. So they're going to have to pay the money back. You can't do that. You know, it's such a bummer when you go to concerts or when you're going to a concert and somebody gets sick. How about when that happens? Something happens and then you've waited for however long and it's probably one of those retread bands that you liked from, this is like Don in Wyoming, I'm channeling him. He always goes to the throwback groups like he went to Earth, Wind, and Fire. And then they cancel. Oh, and you've had that ticket hanging up on your refrigerator forever, and it's what's getting you through your third shift of the week or, you know, whatever it is that you have to do, whether it's a couple of jobs. You're looking at that ticket. That's the promised land. Oh, that's why I'm doing this. All right, this is crazy and controversial about this nail salon that charged $5 extra for being overweight. But what happened was a Georgia woman was charged more for broken chairs. That's the whole story. She got a bill from a place called Natural Nails for manicure, pedicure, blah, 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 and then the $5 surcharge. And the salon manager said it was to compensate for chairs broken by overweight people. Her pedicure chairs in this shop have a weight limit of 200 pounds. They cost $2,500 to fix. So she says, look, we're not discriminating. It's just not fair that when we take 24 bucks for these manicure and pedicures that we have to pay $2,500. So here goes the obesity debate again. And it's also debatable whether obesity is a disability. You know, that some people talk about that. It's a disability that's protected by law. So what do you do when you're in that situation? We go back to the same thing. It's like the airlines, that they give a larger person a seatbelt extender free of charge. But for the safety of other passengers in an evacuation situation, the larger person can't be in an exit row. If they can't fit comfortably between the armrests, they get another seat if it's available, or they have to pay for the second seat. And we know what that's been like for some people and how much publicity has come out because of Kevin Smith and his flight on Southwest and whatnot. And then there are, you know, premium prices and stuff people have to pay for bigger clothes, but you know, people who are bigger do that. In the case of this nail salon, you think that you feel for the whole chair thing, but that's got to be awkward. And how many big people are they having that are coming into the salon that are snapping these chairs? Crazy. Facebook, are you on it? Do you hate it? Are you sick of social media? And are you sick of seeing the face of Mark Zuckerberg, who has become, I don't know, a gazillionaire? Throw out a bizarre figure and I'll agree with it. They say Facebook, I was reading the Financial Times today, is worth as much as $33.7 billion. And that's based on what they call secondary market transactions. It gives the privately held company an implied value greater than the market capitalization of some of the publicly traded internet folks like eBay and Yahoo. So common stock in Facebook would trade about 76 a share. What's happening is people are scrambling to get a piece of the company before they file for what they call an initial public offering. All of you know what that is. And it could be the biggest IPO since Google. People who got little pieces of Google, you know, you don't have to be a millionaire to get in on the market, certainly made their money and then some for the stock rising the way it did. And Facebook could end up being one of those same things. And no doubt Mark Zuckerberg doesn't have to worry about anything for the rest of his life, or his children, or his children's children. Facebook is backed by a bunch of venture capital and investment firms. And they're saying, though, they might want to remain unlisted till at least 2012. And employees and investors, this is what's interesting, are able to sell their stock because there is no IPO. And a lot of people are doing that. A lot of people are doing that to get to the liquidity part, but it's I think the valuation keeps going up, so when the IPO actually comes out, I'll be curious as to where it stands. Who knows? It's as high as possible. Just pick a number, like I said, pick a crazy number out of the air. Speaking of Facebook, this is crazy, and this is why a lot of people stay away from social media. Three Colombian teenagers who were on Facebook, were on a hit list on Facebook, were killed in the last 2 weeks. There were three of them. There was a 60-name hit list posted on Facebook, and police say they don't know who posted the list or why the names were even on it. It's unclear. They're investigating it, but there's a criminal gang, and the criminal gang, they believe some of those people were involved in a rival gang, maybe, but they were on this list. It was posted back on August 17th, and they gave the people named on the list 3 days to leave a certain town or be executed, and that's exactly what happened. And you're talking about teenagers, a 16-year-old student and a 17-year-old, and then also a 19-year-old who was killed. And now that's led to some panic over kids being sent out of the town because their names are on Facebook. In fact, the rest of the kids that were on Facebook, that's what's happening. Their parents are trying to shuttle them off to somewhere else. And they've got rewards out for information on the killings. But do you think really somebody's going to step forward out of the shadows and say, oh, yeah, I know who did that? I think there's a fat chance of that happening. In other words, probably none. All right, here's the final one. The Street did an interesting poll on the JetBlue flight attendant and how many people sided with him, because now the story has kind of subsided, although Steven Slater is going to get his own reality television show, from what I understand. He says he lost his temper when a woman started to swear at him, and since the dramatic exit from the aircraft, he's still being called a working class hero, and he's gaining a lot of admiration. So in the little poll, the readers absolutely, by a crazy amount, sided with Slater and say that he deserves his own show. 50% agreed. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
There's a Beatles song that wasn't listed in the top 10, but I like it. Love, love, love. Boy, couldn't we all use a lot more love. If you're listening to this show, sometimes you probably are thinking that, like, wow, are you kidding me? What's going on across the country? Unbelievable. All right, so we have lightened the load, though, along the way. Just so you know, if you check in with us on Pockets, you'll get the daily salute. And, you know, we have fun some other ways. Sometimes week and count can be lighter. Sometimes it's a little bit heavier. Certainly, we were just talking there about Facebook and social media, and there are a lot of questions about privacy. I think what the problem is, you got to use your head. How much information are you putting out there, and where are you sending people to other sites? And, you know, people have this tendency. It's like the salesman who knows what he's doing. He doesn't talk a lot. He just listens. So people want to talk about themselves and expose everything. You just have to think what you're exposing. Now, in the case of what happened in Colombia, the kids were on the site, but they were using the site, these drug cartels down there were using the site to go after the kids and scaring them and listing their names, and that's frightening. And now they're trying to get a lot of the other kids that were on the list out of the country, and that certainly makes a lot of sense to me. One thing that's I'm not sure if this makes sense to me or not. It's hard for me to say because I'm a huge football fan. A lot of you listening to me know we do Nail the Score, and that comes back when we start football, by the way, the NFL, not the preseason stuff, the real stuff. When that starts on the weekend of the 12th, we'll, the week before that, we'll do a Nail the Score, and so you'll have a chance to win our prize pack if you correctly can nail the score, and that means we reveal the game of the week, and it's like picking lottery numbers. You simply say 27-17, I think the Eagles are going to beat the Giants or whatever. If you want to throw in your 2 cents about the game or the players or who's doing well in the NFL or who you think is going to win the Super Bowl or any of that sort of stuff, you can certainly do that. Well, the NFL owners are now looking at 2012 as the possibility. Instead of 17-game season, let's throw in another game, an 18-game season. What do you think? 18 games in the regular season. Here's what the commish for the NFL, Roger Goodell, had to say about that.
Well, as you know, in the collective bargaining agreement, we have the right to go to 22 games. The ownership doesn't think that's the right step to take. We want to do this the right way. And we want to do it the right way and make it good for everyone.
Wow. So 22 games? How crazy would that be? 18 is one thing, and that's what he's saying. We could push it further, and there'll be votes on it and whatever. But I think that would be pretty over the top for now. You'd have to cut back the preseason games because the risk of injury would be insane. It's that the owners want to make that much more money in these mega facilities they have. New York has a new facility. Dallas has a gigantic spaceship. That's what it looks like. And they want to fill it up. They got to pay for the place. More games means more revenue. Cal Ripken Jr., as a lot of other athletes have done, threw in earlier in the day his 2 cents on Roger Clemens. What's happening with Roger Clemens, and we know this now, is that he's facing charges of lying to Congress. Will he end up doing jail time? Who knows? This story broke last week. The sad thing about the Clemens story is he was an incredible pitcher back in his day. If he used steroids for one season, that doesn't make the career. Not that I'm excusing the steroid use. But the stupidity of Clemens is the arrogance of Clemens. The fact that why did he go and speak in front of the grand jury when his name was one of a ton of others on the list and put himself in that position? He didn't have to. He voluntarily went and talked to Congress and denied over and over again in a couple of different ways that he used steroids. And then there were other people who came forward, like one of his teammates, Andy Pettit, and talked about it. And then he said Andy Pettit must have misheard. And you know the whole saga. We don't want to relive it on the air. But Clemens, with his own foolhardiness, puts himself in this position. Here's what Cal Ripken Jr. said about the Clemens story.
I feel for him, and I don't know, you know, what the specifics of his situation was, or even what his legal advice was at the time. You know, he seems to, you know, to be in hot water, and seems to be, you know, in trouble. And I'd keep my fingers crossed that, you know, things will work out.
Yeah, he's gonna have to really cross those fingers because I'm not so sure. This is gonna be one of those cases, as I think, like Marion Jones, the Olympic athlete who had her medals taken away. She did some jail time in a Texas prison. That was less than a year, and maybe Clemens doesn't end up doing jail time. Maybe somehow they wiggle out of it in court. But I would say right now it's not looking good. They wouldn't have indicted him if they didn't feel like they had something on Clemens. The other big story on the day is now the fact that Tiger Woods' ex-wife, because they just officially got divorced this week, is talking. She's never said anything during the whole saga that's unfolded since last Thanksgiving when he had the accident and everybody was saying that she clubbed him. There was a million jokes. I'm sure we had half the jokes on the air here. And now that they're officially divorced, she gave an interview to People magazine and said it was going to be her only interview, and that's the only time she's doing it. She doesn't want to be in the limelight, and she talks about having absolutely feeling embarrassed and humiliated and saying that she had absolutely no clue that he was fooling around at all. Not that there was a however many women. and the porn stars and everything else, but that she had no idea. One of the big quotes is, "I've been through hell. It's hard to think you have this life, then all of a sudden it was a complete lie, and you're struggling because it wasn't real. But I survived. It was hard. It didn't kill me." And they have the two kids. One's just three, the daughter, and then a 19-year-old son. And so they've split the custody. And she says she hasn't watched 1 minute of golf. Not 1 minute of it. And I guess I can see why, because of all of the details of the philandering and stuff. She probably has no interest in watching golf. And then she came out and said she had nothing to do with the windshield thing or any of that stuff that happened. So now Tiger Woods, who's officially single and trying to get his golf game back together, also talked about the difficult year.
Being asked questions, you know, all the time, even the tournaments, as the tournaments are going, you know, I was still being asked the questions while we're playing. And, you know, that's always difficult. And especially when, you know, I'm trying to work on a few things, trying to find shots in which I need to get around a golf course and have to talk about other things.
All right. So he put himself in that situation. I think at this point, nobody cares about Tiger Woods. There's so many serious things that we're talking about, especially on shows like this one, that are we really obsessed with what's happened there? It was crazy when the laundry list of women came out, but I think at this point it's like, forget about it and move on. Throw it into that celebrity category of been there, done that, don't care at this point. I started off talking about the 18-game regular season that the NFL owners are talking about for 2012. The fact that they could go up to 22, they won't do that, but 18 would be manageable. I think beyond that, it'd be a struggle because you'd be asking, even if the salaries are bumped up, you'd be asking a lot of the players to try, with the possibility of injuries, to go through what they would have to go through in an exhausting season of the camps and the mini camps and everything else. We got one final note since we went down the sports path here on Sports Shorts, and it's this one. If you are keeping score at all, how about the United States and Greece? Not even close. The United States breezes to one last exhibition win before the start of the FIBA World Championships. And Coach K seemed pretty happy about it, but not that worried about it. The U.S. easily takes care of Greece, 87-59. He says the score doesn't matter. It was a blowout. And he said he was happy that they had the chance to play a great team in a great atmosphere because it was played in Athens, Greece. The U.S. team, by the way, is missing a lot of the stars who helped win Olympic gold 2 years ago, so they're having to deal with other players. There were some blunders. The ball was turned over a bunch, and they were out-rebounded, too. But the key is they got the win, and this is just an exhibition. How about that? Keep in mind, we still live in the greatest country in the face of the earth, and you, my friends, can grab that brass ring.